Aloha, brothers and sisters. I wanted to answer some questions very quickly and just make this a generalized response to some emails and DMs that I've been receiving in response to the last episode. The response has been fantastic. Overall, pretty positive. So much faith from many members who have reached out who, let's face it, we've all got a lot going on in our lives right now, and we have particular struggles for this time and dispensation on earth. And some are similar, some are different. And we can unite in our similarities and then bless each other in our differences. And I think it's such a beautiful plan of salvation in the way that the Lord brings us together in our positives and our negatives. And that's why opposition is a blessing unto us. I want to thank Lynn, Saturday's Warrior 24/7, for coming on to the podcast. It can be a scary thing to open up and be very open and public, especially on a forum that has global attention. We are on in well over 50 countries, and I don't know how, when the majority of those countries are not Spanish, or excuse me, English speaking, the majority of those countries are Spanish speaking. So either those people are able to translate, or I have no idea how they're able to listen, but I just see this as a hearkening. The Lord's work is being done, and many people are struggling, and so they're looking to hear from others who are sharing their struggles and how they're using the perfect gospel of Jesus Christ as found in His church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, to reconcile the heart in their life. I wanted to make a comment to something I've been hearing quite frequently lately, and that is that we are snooty or snobby because we like to say that we are the one true church. And I want to say that to those who may be listening and can hear my voice at this time that feel this way for whatever reason. I do understand somewhat, but we feel that way. We say those things because we don't believe that Christ would put on earth many different churches and confuse Heavenly Father's children. We believe that they would make things so simple that even a child can understand. So hence, one gospel, one priesthood, one prophet, one church, one baptism, one covenant. You know, it's just, it's one path, one tree of life. And it's just very simple. It's not an arrogance. It's that the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit has testified to our very being, our fabric of our spirit, our hearts, our minds, our DNA, and it becomes undeniable. And I'm sure you've had this experience as well. And so that's why we say it's the true church of Jesus Christ. And we know it because we live it. Lynn shared his experience with not only his issues with gender dysphoria, but also being a fierce defender that we are the true church of Jesus Christ here on earth, and that we truly do worship and disciple Jesus Christ, the Christ. There's one Christ who came and was a shepherd and gave his life and taught and was the perfect example for us, who created all things, who lived for us and died for us and lived again for us. And his testimony is beautiful and touching and moving. If you have not yet listened to the last episode, please do so, because it is so inspiring. And again, this podcast I started because one of my favorite Sundays is always the first Sunday of the month, Fast and Testimony, and I'd love to hear from other people. And Lynn is no different. His testimony, his faith, and his experience is just awe-inspiring. And that is the beauty of sharing these experiences that can sometimes be very miserable that we go through with others, because we're kind of tasked with that responsibility to do so after we've been pushed and prodded and pulled through these refining experiences. Then we're tasked to go out and to mourn with those that mourn and to comfort those that are in need of comfort. So if you are struggling with the trans issue, gender dysphoria, sexual orientation, anything that would take you away from the Lord, please hold fast to the family proclamation. Print it off, put it into your purse, your wallet, save it in your phone, in your web browser as a bookmark. Maybe save it as your screensaver, as your when you unlock your phone, you can see it right there and read it. It's always a good reminder of the truth of all things. And when we hold fast to the Lord and his teachings, we find joy, and it's an everlasting joy. That joy lasts beyond anything that we can find here on earth. And when we can make these good decisions for ourselves, it puts us on that ground where we can truly be cheerful. And we've been commanded to be cheerful, to reflect the goodness of the gospel. And I struggle with that. I struggle with that. Life is hard. And it's hard daily, multiple times a day. But I know that my Lord and my God would not command me to do this and ask me to do this if it was not something that I could not do and it would not bless my life. So where is my focus? And I try to make that my focus. And you know what? Christ always reminds us to be of good cheer. So may we put him at the focus of our day. Every single day is to look to him who gives us all hope, optimism. He helps to fill us up and to carry our burdens and to help us to push forward. I remember that's all they've asked us to do, is to choose the right, to repent when we've fallen, to make good choices, to be obedient the best we can, and to endure. And I'll leave this with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and most importantly, stay faithful and remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. And we will be back again soon. Aloha and much love.